If your right hand itch, you will receive money. If your left hand itch, you will pay out money.
If you meet a horse on the right side of the road, good luck. On the left side of the road, bad luck.
If a child cries steadily,
the things that black people say. Will die.
If you break a looking glass, you will have 7 years trouble.
Blackisms, superstitions, and home remedies that we've held on to and sometimes believe and sometimes,
the black folk remedies.
If the right side of your nose itch, a strange woman is coming to the house. If the left side of your nose itch, a strange man is coming to the house.
But Lila, like, what's the truth behind some of these things, some of these sayings? Like, why do we believe them, and are they true? And where do they come from?
Mm-hmm. Like putting butter on a burn.
Lila, do you put butter on your burns?
I've been burned before, but I don't put no butter on it. But I do remember being slicked down with butter on my arms when I was a kid. Smooth like butter.
Ooh, butter. Butter like butter. Well, let's stoop it out.
If a spoon drop while you are eating, someone is coming hungry.
The Stoop.
The Stoop.
The Stoop.
The Stoop.
Stories from across the black diaspora
that we need to talk about.
My cousins were water and grease girls, and I couldn't be a water and grease girl.
That's what I'm talking about, ballerina in the hood.
We be Gullah Geechee anointed people.
When a black woman walks up to the desk in labor, what preconceived notions do you have about her?
I didn't even know we had a hair chart.
Hello, hello, Malcolm Gladwell here. This season on Revisionist History, we're looking at the dreaded phrase that no one in Hollywood wants to hear. One that describes the purgatory where once promising scripts go to die. Development hell. I called up everyone I knew in Hollywood and asked them to pitch me a project that broke their heart because it never got made. These stories were so good, and you can hear some of them on Revisionist History. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you meet a squinty-eyed owl and it begins to howl, turn your pocket inside out and twist it around and the owl will stop. If you're sick, it's bad luck to sit up on a Friday night. Two persons looking in the mirror at the same time, the younger will die first. If a cold chill run through you, a rabbit jumped across your grave.
Okay, Hana, there are so many things that we heard from our families, things that were handed down, these sayings, the folklore, the blackisms.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also curious about this whole thing about why are we always drinking ginger ale for everything? Is it the cure for everything? Does ginger ale, drinking ginger ale, actually work?
I mean, I love ginger ale. I love ginger beer. I love anything ginger, and it makes me feel good. So, for me, yeah.
It makes you feel good because you got that sugar spike. But I want to know, does it really work? Are these blackisms, these superstitions, some of these home remedies, where do they come from? Do some of them work?
But like there's like a whole other category of superstitions. Like Lila, would you put your purse on the floor?
I gotta say, I'm not super superstitious, but I will never forget going to the hairdresser and getting reprimanded in front of the whole salon because I went in when I was a kid and I put my purse on the floor. And I haven't done it since. Yeah, don't step on a crack. You break your mama's back. Oh, I avoided cracks at all costs. There were no cracks under my feet.
If you meet a horse on the right side of the road, good luck. On the left side of the road, bad luck. If you sneeze with your mouth full of food, it's a sign of death.
So it's really the folk healing practices are really a tribute to the creativity of Black peoples. My name is Stephanie Mitchum. I'm a full professor at University of South Carolina in both religious studies and women and gender studies.
Professor Mitchum studied folk practices in Black communities, and she went back centuries here in the U.S., in the Caribbean, in Africa. And she says a lot of these sayings and a lot of these remedies are what kept us as Black people grounded.
And a sense of seeking and holding on to identities, and most importantly, holding on to their own humanity.
Stephanie's the author of a book called African American Folk Healing. And we first wanted to get deeper into what folk is actually doing.
So folk is a system of thinking about the world. It is often reflected even today in things like hip hop, in things like spoken word. It's the way that Black people still relate to each other.
And all of this really just goes back to our beginnings.
What the Africans really had was a sense of being connected to the earth, a sense of being connected to the air, a sense of themselves in space, a sense of the cyclical nature of life. If someone sweeps a broom across my feet, what I'm supposed to do is to spit on the broom. And that really, I found out since doing this kind of work, that it really does have a connection with the African continent. It actually is Muslim related. It came from Senegal. And so there is a belief in the jinn, J-I-N-N, who are, you know, not nice. They're kind of evil beings and they make mischief. And so to sweep a foot, someone's foot with a broom, is to say that possibly the jinn will infect or hurt that person. Money, luck, and love. Don't want any of those things to be damaged.
Oh, the jinn. Ooh, just hearing that word, like, ugh. We have a lot of stories about jinns hiding around and just lurking around you. Like don't go out as the sun is setting because the jinns are released at that time. Or like, there's like chants and prayers to keep them away from your house and away from your kids. Ooh.
Well, Stephanie says that, you know, stories like this are a way to keep people safe, of course, and just to connect with community.
So I am an older woman. I was born before integration was legal. So I grew up in all Black enclaves, and there were just things you did not do. I think I've progressed out of some of those things, but there are still these parts of me that hold on to my past and to meaning. How do human beings make meaning? We still are doing things that we don't even know why. Our families draw us into things and certain beliefs. I found it to be particularly important. Certainly, Black women figure prominently in folk healing. That's how things get passed on, throwing salt over the shoulder. Where do we learn that? We learn it from working in the kitchen with our mothers or an auntie or a granny. And so a lot of our relationships get tied up in this idea of folk healing.
And in the end, Stephanie says she may not totally believe some of these superstitions, but just like we talked about earlier, Lila, because they were drilled into her, some of them she catches herself doing.
I don't care how many degrees I have. If I spill salt, I'm still throwing some over my left shoulder.
Anytime you came home after midnight, you would turn around backwards and enter the front door. And this was to ensure that no mischievous spirits, no evil spirits, which we call jumbies, would follow you home and come inside.
The one superstition that haunted me all of my 18, 19, like 20 to 25, was that if your mom or aunt dreamed fish, that means someone in the family was pregnant.
Every culture has sayings and beliefs and superstitions and old wives' tales. So I wanted to ask someone from an older generation about some things from our culture.
I never had to say it tomorrow.
So this is my mother-in-law, Khalti Leila.
Khalti Leila.
Not Leila. Not Leila. Leila.
I am scared.
And Khalti means auntie. So Khalti Leila means Auntie Leila. So, and we were recently spending some time over at their house in Florida, and I asked her to tell me about some superstitions that she believed in and that she was taught. And we will be talking in Arabic. So she's telling me about the one where it says, if your house slippers are upside down, it means problems will happen in your home. All kinds of problems, whether it's marital problems or whatever. So if those slippers are flipped upside down, that means trouble in the house. Or if somebody's really sneaky and they want some drama to continue, they will keep those slippers flipped to keep the beef going, to keep the issue going.
Ooh. You know, I'm going to flip some slippers.
You have no flippers.
I need to get some slippers around here.
Leila, you're a nice, kind person. This is mean people. And now she's telling me about another one, that if you pinch the elbow of a bride on her wedding day, you'll get married next, as soon as the next week. I mean, there's like a guarantee there. I don't know why. So it's kind of like throwing the bouquet and whoever catches the bouquet. She's saying if you take some salt and you sprinkle it while you're burning some incense, that drives away the devil.
Okay. Salt has multi-uses, I see. You know, it's not just to add some flavor and increase my cholesterol.
And there's a last one about watermelon. So, she's saying when you cut open a watermelon, before anybody touches it, you have to cut a small piece of it and throw it away. Why? Because the devil is there. And if he doesn't get some first, he will cause trouble.
You got to feed the devil. And you got to feed the devil some watermelon. And let me just say, have you ever tried salt on watermelon? It is fantastic.
A little off topic here, Leela. Just a little bit.
My cousin Peaches gave me some salt on the watermelon in South Carolina. It was delicious. Okay, but carry on. We're talking about the devil eating watermelon.
It.
Sprinkle it with some salt, maybe.
Right. Especially if it's a big, red, juicy, like the better the watermelon is, that devil is lurking and just licking his lips and looking. So you better give him some. And she loves that one, my mother-in-law. And she's saying that she started to do that to keep harm away from her kids. But we can hear that she's also kind of laughing while she's talking about these superstitions. So I asked her about that, just like, you know, you're laughing. And that's this thing. Sometimes we don't fully understand or believe something and we kind of laugh it off. But we're doing it anyway. So I asked her why. She's saying because we just get used to them and they become our custom. They become a part of us. Hey, it's Hannah from The Stoop, and we wanted to tell you about a new collection from NPR. Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the black experience itself. In the collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be black today, told from a unique black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of black stories, black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get your podcasts.
When we're talking about folk traditions, there is one iconic name that everyone needs to know about. The incredible Zora Neale Hurston.
Dr. Duke is a member of a disappearing school of folk magic. He spends days and nights out in the woods and swamps and is therefore known as a swamper.
She was an anthropologist and she wrote a number of books studying black folklore back in the 30s.
Most of the doctors buy their materials from regular supply houses. He took me to the woods with him many times in order that I might learn the herbs by sight and scent. Not only is it important to be able to identify the plant, but the swamper must know when and how to gather it. For instance, the most widely used root known as John the Conqueror must be gathered before September 21st.
She spent a lot of her life preserving Black heritage, from the things we say to the things we do. And this reading is from one of her books, Mules and Men.
You know, she also wrote Their Eyes Were Watching God, Jonah's Gourd, Tell My Horse.
So much about what she did was about preserving history and heritage and rituals and just connecting people to a part of ourselves that many of us had lost or just didn't know about. Harm whoever handles
it. Snakes guard other herbs and roots and must not be killed. A remedy I grew up hearing about and saw once was pepper leaves for boils. My father is from Jamaica, and when someone had a boil, they would take a pepper leaf and wrap it around the boil to extract it.
That's Natalie Peart. She's our producer, and she got us thinking a lot about home remedies. You know, the ones we aren't so sure about, like butter on a burn.
And I still have some major doubt about ginger ale for stomach aches. Always black folk telling you to drink some ginger ale. It'll soothe it all.
But here's a thought, Leela. All these home remedies and all these cures, do they really work because we believe they work? Or do they actually physically work on our bodies?
I get all types of culturally diverse home remedies from people from different backgrounds, different countries. So it's always interesting to see what kind of things people tend to use, what grandmas are recommending. You know, chamomile tea, honey, lemon, different herbs, Vicks. Vicks is huge, by the way.
That's Dr. Salma Al-Faki. She's a pediatrician from Orlando, Florida. And we asked her about some of these traditional cures we hear about. So let's start with this one that I haven't only heard about it in Sudan, it was done to me. Toothpaste on a burn.
So I haven't seen any literature about this, but I must admit that growing up in Sudan, that was something I was told to do and I did do. I don't think it actually helped in any way. It was just a big mess. So no.
A study actually published by Colgate said, do not put toothpaste on your burn. In fact, it will worsen the burn. It can intensify the pain and increase the risk of scarring. Okay, so what's next for the doctor?
What about fenugreek or helba? For new moms. And you boil it with milk, and they make it for women who just had a baby. It supposedly brings more milk to the mama.
Yes, this is absolutely true. Fenugreek enhances production of milk. It's called a galactagogue, actually. Mm-hmm. And there's lots of studies that confirm that. And of course, where we're from, we make a delicious pudding, but it definitely does help increase a new mom's milk supply. And I recommend this all the time.
Okay, so we gotta get down to this. I want to know, does ginger ale really cure an upset stomach?
Once again, this is one of those things that just kind of caught on, and I haven't seen any evidence that it does anything, really. It feels good, though, when you drink it. It's kind of a comforting drink. But I think this falls under the whole soda category, you know, that the bubbliness and the sweetness and all that will make you feel a little bit better, but it's not really doing anything.
So that's the thing with ginger ale. Like, ginger root definitely does have some healing qualities in it, but a lot of ginger ales don't even have ginger in them. They use artificial flavoring. But it makes a lot of people feel better.
It's that placebo effect. You feel, okay, I'm drinking something. It's distracting. I feel my stomach hurts, but then this is nice and bubbly, so it's doing something in my stomach. But in reality, it's not really doing anything.
And that's exactly what we're talking about. That comfort and feeling good, all of that matters for well-being too.
Yes, definitely, because you know, you don't want to take away that feeling of, well, there's nothing I can do for them. I can't help them with anything. But if I'm doing these home remedies that are safe, you know, it's not going to harm them, but it may help. And since, you know, we don't know everything and there's no risk, why not?
If you hear an owl on the right side of the road, good luck. On the left side of the road, bad luck.
If you want good luck, nail a horseshoe over the door with 2 points up, putting the nails on the right side.
If a plant is given to you, never say thank you, because to say so, the plant will never grow.
If something sharp drop and stick in the floor, it's a sign of good luck.
If a baby has a hiccup, you can put a straw in the baby's hair or a piece of paper on the forehead and it'll stop.
To put on a garment on the wrong side, keep it on until 12 noon, then change it.
So while we may not fully be down with believing all of these wives' tales and some of the things we heard about today, a lot of them, we just still do them.
And we still love to hear them.
If you meet a squint-eyed owl and it begins to howl, turn your pocket inside out and twist it around, and the owl will stop.
If you see a star run, make a wish and it'll come true.
And that's The Stoop. The Stoop family includes producer Natalie Peart,
engineer Chris Hoff,
music by Daoud Anthony,
and episode art by Nima Iyer.
Support for The Stoop comes from California Humanities, a nonprofit partner of the NEH. Find them at calhum.org. And special thanks to the NPR Story Lab.
Thanks to Al Letson and NZ Taihanga for lending their voices to this episode. The Stoop is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX.
It's Hannah from The Stoop. We're excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have been recently spending time at 4 California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Radiotopia.